Riesling, Captain Vin Husher said. I want constant active scans of the area around the fire drake as we approach the far side of the system.
Yes, sir,
the sensor operator said, still sounding a little shaken from the recent battle. Wicks was in sick bay, expected to make a full recovery. Chief Hernandez had been bumped from second watch up to first. Lieutenant Myers would never be returning to the CIC again, and Ensign Volkov had taken her place. The fire drake was deep down Pirate's Path. They'd been sent here by Admiral Caro to find out what had the winger pirates so worked up. At last, after the most recent attack, he had his answer. Stealth tech. They'd used it to latch onto his corvette's hull undetected. Then they'd cut through her, coming out into a bunk room full of sleeping Marines. Those Marines had all died. Husher had paid the wingers back in kind, though the ship's pilot had escaped with the stealth ship.
They're hiding something in this system.
They had to be, else why would they resort to such a desperate attack? The wingers had also struck just before the fire drake had entered this system. Husher shuddered as he remembered how it had felt to use wormholes in battle for the first time. Enabled by dark tech, the wormholes could be engineered to allow only the fire drake's ordnance through. They'd fired on the pirate ships without fear of retaliation. They'd slaughtered them. As they combed the section of the asteroid belt where they expected to find a pirate base, Husher compiled a full report on the recent incursion into his ship. When he was finished, he transmitted it to Admiral Caro via the micronet, another dark tech-enabled innovation that allowed instantaneous communication. It didn't take long for a reply to come, in the form of a single line of text.
Contact me the moment you find something.
And so, Husher and his crew kept searching. They found nothing on the first day, nor on the second. On the third, Husher began to doubt, even though all the evidence pointed toward something being concealed in this part of the system. At last, they found it. A hollowed-out asteroid, with barely anything to indicate it was different from any other, except for the light that bounced off a partially concealed airlock. If they hadn't approached the asteroid from just the right angle, they could easily have missed it. Husher sent a shuttle of Marines aboard to inspect the installation, and they found it empty, with all the relevant data taken or destroyed. But it was already clear what the structure was, a shipbuilding facility. Large enough to produce two vessels at a time, of a size with the one that had latched onto Firedrake's hull.
Who knows how many of these they might have hidden in random locations along Pirate's Path.
The path was long and largely uninhabited, other than the Caith. There were plenty of hiding places where an installation like this might go unnoticed for years. Husher got in touch with Admiral Caro as soon as the Marines returned with their findings. He patched the connection through to the CIC so that the Admiral's gaunt face appeared on the main viewscreen.
Destroy it,
Caro said once he heard what they'd found. Husher turned to Volkov and nodded.
Four Banshees should do it.
With the Admiral occupying the main screen, Husher opened a visual on his console as well as a tactical display, which he used to track the missile's progress. The asteroid blossomed with flame, flinging pieces of rock and metal in every direction.
It's done, Admiral, Husher said. Very good. Unfortunately, you're not done, Captain. You've uncovered quite an infestation, and I want it burned out. Entirely. I want you to continue.
Husher noticed Riesling tense up at his console.
Sir,
the sensor operator said.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we just detected an engine burn consistent with a vessel the size of the one that attacked us.